I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, guys.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. How are we doing?
I hope everyone's having a great week. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome,
we're back.
Welcome.
We're here again with another BSA relationship
big sister advice.
I know, I feel like we're gonna have to start making like a song out of this.
Yeah, there should be a song.
We're so excited. This time we have, of course, girl trouble of the week.
Yes,
Lulu, take us through it.
Yes.
By the way, well,
I was gonna say this BSA is about relationships, or did you already say that?
I think I did, but if not,
it is relationship.
Reconfirm. Relationships.
So, girl trouble of the week. Would you make your boyfriend remove a tattoo of his ex if he had one?
I would. Absolutely.
I would.
I really would.
Imagine.
I don't see how you couldn't.
Imagine it's her face.
Just like, even like the name, like all the times that you would see it. Oh my God, no way. I absolutely would make them get it removed. Or cover it up, maybe. Cover it up with something, or like get it lasered off, whatever.
Well, actually, very fitting, because I literally lasered my tattoo away. But it was a little like black heart, and I got it like years ago, and I was like, this is so lame. So I still have other tattoos, which I love. But this one, I was just like, no, like, I don't want this anymore.
Did it hurt?
No, that's the thing. It doesn't hurt. So, like, if my boyfriend would still have a tattoo of his ex, I'd be like, I can laser my heart away. You can,
I can laser my heart away.
My heart tattoo. So, no.
I agree. I think I would. I mean, I guess it depends how serious your relationship is. Also, like, why? You should never get a tattoo of your partner. This is why. No,
also,
names or pictures. Yeah. Maybe, like, things that mean something you can get away with and, like, never admit to people in the future that that's what it is. But no, what a red flag if a boy's getting a girl's name tattooed, first of all. That's where you should start. I mean, no. Do you
True.
Not agree?
Like, unless it's like the mother of your children.
Yeah, that's, if you're married or something,
yeah,
whatever.
Like, I guess that's nice.
But like, I'm speaking like on like, you know, all these young couples who get like tattoos.
Yeah,
like,
who get
madly
like
madly in love. And it's
yeah.
like, that's a bad idea.
They get their summer fling's face yeah. tattooed on their arm. Like, no.
Red flag.
That's bad. Like, yes. If you do that easily, no. And also, like, also for the person themselves. Or, like, if a girl did that, imagine, we have a tattoo of our ex's name on our arm.
No.
Like, and you're in a new relationship. Every day you wake up, you look at your arm and you see your ex's.
Exactly.
No.
It never ends well, okay?
It never ends well. Please not tattoo other people's names on your arms
on your
or on your body anywhere, unless it's your like a parent or like a sibling or like your child, but like
yes.
a partner. Very tricky.
Yeah, I honestly think even if you're married, just like don't do it. Just don't.
What if you divorce?
Yeah. You just never
know. You make the situation so much more painful once you have to laser it away, so just don't.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So yeah, no.
And that goes with any tattoo, to be honest. Be 1,000,000% positive.
That's true. In general, like if you get a tattoo, you really need to think about it.
Mm. Really think about it.
Like, here I am lasering my sins away.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. It's more expensive to laser it away than actually put it.
And like, obviously the bigger and thicker, the more painful. Could you imagine like having to get like a big like
dragon
block of something removed?
Big tramp stamp.
Dragon.
Like a big ass tramp stamp off my ass.
Like, no thank you. So.
No. But yeah, I would not accept waking up next to my boyfriend every morning having to see his ex's face or name on his arm. I'd be like, no thank you. Or imagine like you're at a family dinner, he's wearing a t-shirt.
And you see, and like, someone's like, so what do all your tattoos mean?
Like Allison, they're like, oh, your mom's like, oh, who's Allison? Is that your sister? And I'm like, that was my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Like, no.
That's a disaster.
Awkward. So dilemma number one. Hi girls, I've lately been struggling with radioactive jealousy. I'm in a very good relationship, but I cannot get my mind off of his past, even though I am not his first either. Especially his ex, dot, dot, dot. Him having a couple tattoo with his ex makes me so sad and triggers my radioactive jealousy even more. I'm sure he doesn't love her anymore, but they had such a long relationship and I just can't help myself. How do I deal with that?
Radioactive jealousy.
Radioactive jealousy. No, but it's a term. It's a term. Yeah, it's like,
no, it is.
You cannot help it. Yeah.
Funny way of describing jealousy. I think it would bother me as well, like we just said.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong for like being bothered by it. I think it's like most people, if you're not bothered by that, you're lying. Like, I'm sorry. Like what?
You're lying.
Lying. Weird. Anyways,
yeah.
I would ask him to get them covered up or removed.
Yeah.
I think you have every right to. Imagine, like, you could sort of flip it and be like, how would you feel if I had a tattoo of my ex?
Jason.
And you had to look at it every day, you know?
Like, you have to look at it in bed. Like, imagine having, like, Jason splattered as a tramp stamp. And his name is, like...
That would not be good.
Ben.
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 No, yeah, there's just like, certain things in life where that's not gonna work. So I think if you're like in a serious relationship with someone, you have every right to ask them to get it removed or cover it up or something.
If he really loves you and if you're like in a really good place, a good relationship, he'll understand.
Yeah,
just reverse roles. I think he'll understand. Mm-hmm. And like with your radioactive jealousy, I mean, with the tattoo, I get it. It was obviously a significant person in his life,
mm-hmm.
but he chose to be with you now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like we always say, don't compare.
Yeah. You shouldn't compare yourself to previous girlfriends he had. Like, he chose to be with you.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? And also, like, it's like we always say not to compare yourself to, like, their previous girlfriends or whatever, but also in the sense that, like, you shouldn't compare your relationship to their relationship because every relationship's different. Like, he'll probably like you and love you for different reasons that he loved her. So...
Also, they ended really hard for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
Remember that.
Yeah, really. No, but it's really hard because, like, I understand this whole radioactive jealousy thing because I was in a similar situation in a previous relationship. But then I was like, at a certain point, or you get over it, or you break up. Like, if you really can't get over the fact that the guy has had, like, past relationships, like... You're just ruining your own life. And to be honest, your current relationship with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're ruining your current relationship with your boyfriend.
There's only so much that like a boy will put up with, especially if like he's not actually causing, like it's just his history. There's nothing he can do about it. Like, there's nothing he can change.
Exactly. If he doesn't give you like proper reason to be insecure about his past, you shouldn't be insecure about his past. Because the more you dig for it and the more you like... You know, I feel like you're almost going to manifest it.
Yeah, that's just like toxic as well.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need.
It's not good. Like you're doing yourself more harm than good.
Yeah.
So
focus on what you can change, not like things you don't have any control over.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just need to realize this guy chose to be with you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So no, no need to be insecure about other girls.
And also jealousy is like not a good look. That's one thing that I like taught myself when I was younger. I was like, because I was always... finding myself being jealous about stupid things that really don't matter. And I was like, jealousy is really ugly. Because when you see someone else being jealous...
Then you realize.
So ugly.
Like, you realize.
Maybe I won't do that.
Yeah, not sexy.
Not cute look.
So no, you shouldn't do it. You should really work on it. Believe me, I know how hard it is. But you'll come out of it much better. And like yourself and your relationship.
Yeah, and once you like master that, like not... having jealousy in relationships or even like in life, like it's so much, everything's so much easier. Exactly. You're happier as a result, so
Like be confident in yourself. Like, okay, maybe this girl, I don't know, had things that you don't have, but vice versa. You maybe have things that this girl doesn't have.
Yeah.
Like, the grass always looks greener on the other side, but no, you should be confident in yourself. Yeah, I agree. To be with you.
Yeah.
Every single day.
And the grass usually isn't greener, by the way, so.
It really isn't. Again, there's a reason why they broke up, so.
Yeah.
But get rid of the tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo has to go.
The tattoo has to go.
This is bad.
Be like, if you don't remove that tattoo, I will put Jason on my back. I hope his name's not Jason.
Dilemma number two. Hi, girls. My ex-boyfriend and I were together for 8 years, and he finally asked me to marry him. However, after long consideration, we decided that we were getting married for the wrong reasons, and in the end, we wanted different things. But now I'm 29, and I have been thrown into the world of dating again. I have been on a handful of dates and I don't seem to be clicking with anyone. This has left me wondering if we made a mistake. Would I be stupid to reach out to him and see if we can make things work? As I'm pretty sure I still love him.
No.
Oh, this is so sad.
I feel like I'm reading my own dilemma at one point in my life.
No, I agree. I think, what do you think, Lulu?
The only reason you're missing him is because you're feeling lonely. Mm-hmm. It sounds harsh. Of course you still love him. You will always love him. This was a significant person in your life. You saw a future with this guy. You were going to marry him. Like, this was your person for a long time. But there is a reason you broke up. If you get back together, that reason...
It's going to come back.
It's going to come back. Like, I really... My mom once, like, gave me this advice... Like, this metaphor, and it's so true. Once a mirror is broken and the glass is shattered, you can tape the mirror, but you'll still see the cracks.
Yeah, the cracks don't
go. The cracks don't go. Mm. So...
For me personally, I think there's two ways, like, to view it. So, like, one way is, it's very rare, but I do think sometimes it takes being apart from someone to realize, like, how much you actually truly do love them. But it's rare.
I was gonna say, but you're giving the 1 out of 10 yes, chance.
It's true, because normally it's the way you explained it, because I think just because, like, it seems like they just broke up, right? And then obviously you're wanting to go back because that's like your comfort. It's comfortable, it's safe, like, it's easy. It's the easy option.
It's the security blanket, yeah, it's called.
So this is what is happening in my view with her, but like,
You're thrown back into the dating world at the age of 29, which, I mean, you dated him for 8 years. It definitely wasn't the same when you were 21.
No.
I agree. I've been thrown back into the jungle as well.
Yeah.
Scary. Back in the day. But and you probably realize that, and you're probably like, shit, the grass really isn't greener. Mm. What should I do? But you broke up for a reason. And, like, you broke up after long consideration, she said. So, like, these things probably won't have changed. And the only reason why you're feeling like this now is probably because you did have a few dates. It didn't click with anyone. You're starting to feel lonely. You're starting to feel discouraged. You're like, my God, maybe he really was my person. You're starting to compromise. But believe me, you need to kiss a lot of frogs in order to meet your prince. Like, it really is true. Like, I went serial dating a couple of years ago. They were all horrendous. I went from... worse to, like, worse.
Serial dating.
Like, it was, Millie knows, like, it was disgusting. So, and I was in the same position. I was like, oh, maybe, like, but baby girl, no.
Yeah, I think you just need to give it more time. Like,
give it more time.
Don't be scared so easily. Like, that, I think that is just what the dating world's like, unfortunately.
And also, you need to be happy by yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's because you're feeling lonely. You need to first be happy to be single by yourself.
Yeah,
like,
maybe focus on being on your own.
Yeah, because it is really true. I feel like a healthy relationship, a person shouldn't complete you. A person should complement you, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think if a person has to complete you, then once that person goes away, you'll feel empty and you'll feel lonely and you won't be yourself. You should first be complete as an individual, as a whole.
Yeah.
And then the right person will complement you, and that will be a healthy relationship. And it will also be healthier for you and yourself.
Yeah. You shouldn't need a man.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You should want someone. Like, like them enough that, like, you don't need them for anything. You don't need them to make you feel happy or comfortable or safe or anything. That's just, you just get that because they're there.
Yeah.
Not because you're, like, looking to fill a void in your
life. I agree.
Yeah.
So I think now, obviously, that person was a significant person in your life. You do feel a void, which is normal. This is normal. Like, you were about to get married.
Yeah.
But I think you should first focus on being happy by yourself go on dates just to like see what's out there.
Yeah.
It's fun, you know?
Yeah. You should definitely go on dates because otherwise,
stop going on
otherwise
dates.
You might never go on dates.
Exactly. Same. And who knows, like one day you might meet a guy and you're like, oh, should I really go on that date? Okay, yeah, sure. And then that date might be your prince.
Yeah, exactly.
But so I think, yeah.
I don't envy your situation because that's obviously a tough time. You're going through a tough time, imagine. But it will be fine in the end, I promise. Everything
it really
probably
will.
Seems like you'll look back on this and be like, oh my God, I was being so dramatic.
You know? You'll be like, thank God I didn't go back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You'll look back at this and you'll be like, thank the Lord I didn't go back.
You'll thank yourself.
Okay, so dilemma number 3. I have a dilemma concerning my relationship. I'm almost 3 years with my boyfriend, which is since I was 17. And now I'm starting to have some doubts because I'm not sure if I'm ready to be with him in the future, aka for the rest of my life. I'm so young and I would like to experience more. I even think that maybe another man could match me better in the future. I have a fear of spending the rest of my life with one person because I'm only 20 years old. Also, I've only ever slept with him and one other person, and I feel like I want to experience more with other people. I really do love him and he is such a good man. We have identical dreams and plans, but I just don't know what to do. What would you advise? This is such a good dilemma.
Yeah, good and like tricky to answer actually.
Mm-hmm.
My advice would, well, I feel like when you meet someone young and you date for a while and then you get like to your like 20s and you're still dating that person, I feel like either you meet someone and you know, it works and you grow because you're growing up still, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you grow together.
Yeah.
Or you grow in different paths, which by the way, is fine and like normal.
Which is normal.
Like you're both growing up, but then the relationship doesn't work anymore. But she's saying, you know,
she's already having thoughts. Like she wants to experience more with other people.
And if you're having doubts
it's not
already,
a good sign.
Then you probably, or like these thoughts, then you probably should put yourself first while you still can. And as hard as it is, it's gonna upset him, but
you're probably never gonna get back together.
Yeah, so it'd be sure, but
yeah,
you know, like with the sleeping and like, you know, wanting to experience more things, I think that's fine. Like, I think you need to know what.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You want before you pick someone forever.
1,000%.
You know, that's my view on it.
Like, I'm sorry, like, I hate these men who are like, girls are not supposed to sleep with more than 5 guys. And they've slept with like 50, 60, 80 girls.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up. I'm also a person.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine if you want to do that, please.
Oh my God. Like, we also want to experience. So what, they can have an 8-course meal and I can only have 1 course? That doesn't make sense. What's the difference there?
You're only allowed dessert.
Yeah, like what's the difference? Not even dessert. I'm only allowed to have a starter.
Yeah, bread.
We're allowed
bread
to have
and
the
water.
Bread. We're allowed to have the bread with olive oil if we're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
And what, the men are, can have a 10-course meal?
Yeah.
No.
No. Definitely
it
not.
It doesn't
fair.
Make sense.
Yeah. No.
So hypocrite.
Hypocritical. But yeah, I think if you're having these thoughts, like, it's probably a
sign. It's not a good sign. Yeah.
That you're thinking correctly.
It's not gonna get any better.
No.
The thoughts.
Yeah, they'll get worse.
Yeah.
Eventually then you'll be like, oh my God, I'm like 25 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like about to get married or something.
Cause the thing is, it really is true. Like, when I was really young, I mean, I had a different experience than you, obviously, and when I was in a relationship that was really, really good, at the time, and like we had future plans as well. But in the back of my head, I was like 22 then. I was like, oh, but like, is this the guy for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And like, I think if you meet the right person, you don't have that question. No. Like, you don't question no. yourself. You're like, I want to do the rest of my life with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see it yeah. and I want it.
Yeah. But you I also think, I mean? Like, when you're young and you're, like, still growing up, like, maybe at the time you thought that was the right one. But then, like, yeah. literally, if you meet someone when you're 19, like, I mean, it could be so easily done that by the time you're 23, you're, like,
you change.
You change, so then, like, you're, what you like changes.
Yeah, because she's saying, yeah. oh, we have identical dreams and plans. Honey, believe me, they will yeah. change 50 more times. Mm-hmm. You're only 20.
Yeah, and also, like... from what she's saying, it doesn't really sound like it. Because if you're wanting to go explore, maybe he is as well, you never know, but
yeah.
that doesn't line up then, no. actually.
I think, believe me, like just having the same plans and the same dreams is not enough to keep a relationship going. No. This is not a business deal. This is your life.
I agree. You know That's what a I good mean? Point, actually. It's yeah. not enough.
That's not enough.
There's so like, much more that goes into a relationship, yeah. especially as you get older.
If you have similar plans, like, it's like you're talking about a business deal.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's your life.
Where should we set up shop?
Yeah. Like, where no. should we set up shop? meeting at 2 p.m.? Okay, no. see you there.
No. Yeah.
No.
I agree. But I don't think you should feel like, I mean, it's obviously going to be hard to, like,
I feel like there's a lot of shame in this dilemma as well. Yeah, like, she feels ashamed. Yeah, I feel
like she feels like she's doing something wrong.
No, don't. But it's normal. You want to explore. You're 20 years old. Yeah. Like, you're so young, like, my God, you're going to explore so much more in your life.
Exactly. And if you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. So no. do it. If you're wanting to do it, do it.
It's you're supposed to explore right now. Like, 20s are to make, like, all of the mistakes.
Be selfish. And to do,
be selfish. Mm-hmm. Like, 20s are your selfish years, so Literally. You need to use them.
And also, like, you know what? If he is the one, like, you will find your way back to each other. If yeah, he's the one. But, like, probably not, if this is what
probably
you're thinking.
Probably not. So, I also really believe in that. What's meant to be will be.
Yeah.
If he's really the one, you'll find your way back to each other.
Somehow.
So,
yeah. Always have that in the back of your mind as well.
Also, if you do decide to break up, which, by the way, we're not telling you to do.
Yeah.
I want to clear this out.
Yeah, like break up with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, don't. Like, I'm not telling you to do what. I'm just saying if you decide... You can also, like, just wait it out, see where it goes. But if you decide at one point that you want to break up, you will regret it in the first months. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that. You will cry. You'll be like, oh, my God, I made a huge mistake. Yeah. Because, like, you're so used to being that person, to be with that person now. But then you just need to be harsh with yourself. And you need to remind yourself of the reason why you broke yes. up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, with any breakup, though, I feel like.
With any breakup.
You do have to remind, because, like, if you're feeling down, you're like, oh, no. But you need to remind yourself.
Yeah.
Why you came to that conclusion in the first place.
Yeah. It's like a cliche for a reason, like the lingering, you know, you break up, but your relationship keeps on lingering mm-hmm. or like your previous relationship yeah. at that time. God. So, yeah.
There's nothing worse than like right after you break up, like the first 3 months. Terrible.
Babe, I'm not even going to talk
bad,
about this. Very bad.
Bad moment in everyone's life.
Bad.
Ugh. Nasty. Ugh. Nasty no. times. Okay. Dilemma number 4.
Yes.
Should my boyfriend pay for my part of our first holiday?
Well.
So, my new boyfriend of 2 months suggested we go on a trip together. I said yes, I think it's a good idea for us to get to know each other on a deeper level. However, he has now sent me links to all of our travel plans, like the hotel, flights, and even restaurants. He then went on to total up the entire trip on average and suggests we split the bills 50-50. So my question for you girls is this normal? I mean, if it was a girl's holiday, I would totally understand. But as he's a new boyfriend and it was his idea, something just doesn't feel right. Or maybe I'm old-fashioned. Let me know what you would do.
I mean...
We're speechless. Okay. No,
I'm speechless. The woman was too stunned to yeah. speak. No, but I have a very strong opinion about these things,
as
which I know a lot of people won't agree with. I am very traditional in that sense.
Me too.
I feel like I'm traditional but reasonable.
Yes. Good phrasing.
I'm traditional but reasonable in the sense of, like, I guess in 2023, a lot of people do think 50-50 is normal, which in some case, it really depends. Like, it also depends on your financial situation. If also, like, imagine that you're 20 and he's like 20, imagine you're 20, you're still in school. you work on the weekends to make some money to have fun with your friends. Yeah. And he's 26. He has a full-on job, full income.
Yeah.
And then he still sends you the bill 50-50.
No.
I'd be like, excuse me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I'm the same. I have the same views as you. Like, traditional, I would expect my boyfriend to pay for most of it, especially if he's new. But I think...
He's supposed to woo you.
Yeah, like... You know, you're kind of his guest if he invited you.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was his idea.
And he's planning where you go. You don't even have a say. Like, why are you paying 50 of the bill? What?
Yeah, no.
You know, but anyways, regardless of that, I think if it's not sitting right with you, then like, it's not sitting right with you. And that's kind of the end of the story. Like,
yeah. Imagine he's like, we're going to... Alaska because I like the snow, here's the bill.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't even fucking like the snow.
Yeah, it's just a bit. I mean, like, fine, like, maybe, you know, you pay for like some of the stuff, it's fine, you know, but like, I would be caught off guard as well if I just started dating a boy and then literally he invites me on this like really full-on holiday and it's like, by the way,
holidays
like,
are always expensive, 50, by the way,
50 of it you'll pay. Yeah. Like, what? I didn't plan
no,
this.
No, because, like, I'm sorry, there are other ways that you can get to know each other, yeah. Like, more.
I agree.
Yeah, if it's purely to get to know each other, and if it is out of your budget, if you're like, well, I can't really afford exactly. that, like, I'd rather do something else with my money, which, fair enough, then be like, well, I'm not really in a good financial state right now, or be like, well, I just can't afford it at the moment. Is it okay if we would do something else?
Yeah,
or like if we don't go on a trip, like we can go on a couple nice dates and dinners, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't have to make a trip out of it.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine if you don't feel comfortable, like, you know, paying for, basically you're paying for 50% of his holidays.
Imagine it's a shit guy, then you paid for something you didn't even want to do, he wanted to do. Exactly.
He planned it all.
No way, he's the man.
Yeah, and he can pay for the holiday.
If he wants to take you on a holiday, he can pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key. If he wants to take you on holiday and he organized it all, he picked the restaurants, I'm sorry, he should be paying for at least 75%.
Yeah, I do think, like, if he does pay for, like, the holiday and everything, you should be like, oh, like, dinner is on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that I agree. You know? It shouldn't all be on him. Like, no. you know...
We're not living rent-free in this world.
Yeah.
But, like, equally.
He shouldn't do the 100%. No. But, I mean, 75.
Yeah. Divvy it up a bit.
75. And, like, you can, like, pay for the restaurants. Like, yeah. You know, like, maybe give him, like, a really nice or, like, thoughtful gift afterwards. And be like, thank you so much for this wonderful vacation.
Yeah.
Like, this brought us so much closer together. You know what I mean? Because in the end, you know what I feel? With men, at the end, it's, like, a kind of an investment in the woman. You know what I mean?
I agree. I totally agree.
I feel like it sounds weird, but it's like, if he really means it with you, he will be, and if he has, again, if he has a financial means, he will be willing to invest that with you, to spend time with you.
It's an experience. And like, if he really
wants
you,
to experience that trip with you, he's willing to invest his hard-worked money into providing that trip for you.
I mean, the amount of couples I know that, like, especially when they first start dating, but like, even like just for life, I mean, the amount of couples I know that go on holiday together and the boy pays, and it's like, it's almost like a gift to the girl, right?
Yeah.
So it's so common.
I think so too. It's very common.
It's like flattering, and like, you know, it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Like, not that, or maybe like what I do a lot in my relationship is like, he gets the hotel and I'm like, I'll get the flights.
Yeah, exactly. It just depends what your dynamic is in your relationship as well, but.
And like, I'm like, I got dinner. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, when I do get that, like, I can see it, like, he appreciates it so much. So it's not like I'm like, you did 100% because I'm a woman, so fuck you. No, that's not, like, I'm not like that. I'm not that traditional.
No, so, that's not traditional. That's just like rude.
That's just fucking rude. But I'm like, like, you take the hotel. Like, don't worry, babe. Like, I'll get the flights. I'm like, I'll grab dinner for us. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's sort of just like figuring out a good balance, but. Again, like, if it's a new boyfriend, he just planned this whole holiday, invited you.
And it was his idea.
And it's his idea, and then all of a sudden he's like, we're going to split it 50-50. That doesn't sit well with me. And that's not even about, like, in my mind, being traditional. That's more just, like, the principle of, like, you don't invite someone, like, to your birthday and then ask them to pay for themselves.
No, like also...
No.
you don't know this guy yet as much, you'd rather, I think you'd rather do a girl's trip then if it's 50-50.
But you know what? Like, I hear this so much now. Like, there's someone very close to me in my life that her boyfriend won't even buy her a drink at the bar.
That's
like
insane.
She'll have to remind him that that's like what boyfriends do. So I'm like, he invites you to the bar with his friends and then doesn't get you a drink, but he gets himself a drink.
So he gets himself a vodka soda and then he's like, so Allison, it's your turn.
Just doesn't even mention anything. And she's like, okay, I guess I'll get myself a drink then. She's not going to stand there without a fucking drink at the bar. But yeah, it's like, that is just, in my opinion, that is what relationships are like. And like all of my friends' relationships are like this as well. So it's like, maybe we're just old.
This is why I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe we're like
aging.
We're not like from this, I don't know,
planet.
Woke generation.
Yeah. Anyways, I know a lot of people do agree with us, so thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
Because
like men are like, 50-50, it's all fine, but like as a woman, once you give birth and once you're pregnant, believe me, it's not 50-50.
Yeah, where's the 50-50 when I'm pushing a baby out of my fucking vagina?
Is he
going
to push a watermelon out of his vagina? Is he going to rip his vagina onto until his butthole? I don't think so, because that's the case, apparently. Is he going to breastfeed? Yes. Is he going to get a double F and then, like, your breasts are going to deflate and, like, you look like shit and, like...
Oh, my God.
Where's the 50-50 in that? Is he going to breastfeed?
Can we talk about where's the 50-50 with birth control? I mean...
Wait, yeah.
There's so much...
me and Millie were talking about this morning, by the way. We were like, oh, my God, we really want to get off fucking birth control. Like, all these hormones, it's so bad for you. Mm. And then, like, we heard about, like, the copper coil.
Coil, yeah.
Yeah. And is it always copper?
I don't know. I think people refer to it as coil, but it might always be.
Apparently there's a coil that's copper. I don't know if it's always like that. I don't know. Like a non-hormonal coil.
Yeah.
And but apparently that also doesn't work for many people.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, so what are we supposed to do then?
And then we were just talking about how it's unfair that actually we have to do it as females opposed to like boys could also take it.
Because I said to my boyfriend, I was like, so male birth control is coming out. Like, would you want to take it? He's like, oh, no, surely that's not good for my body.
Yeah, but like, why do we have to?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I've been doing that to my body the past 10 years. He's like, that's not my fault.
And also, if you think about it, like, men should do it because, sorry, we're the ones who have to grow human beings inside of our body. We need our bodies to be more healthy than yours. Truly.
Truly. I agree.
Do you want your child to have problems because I've been taking these hormones my whole life? This is a good argument.
I agree. This is incredible. Like, this is like an ongoing argument, but I agree.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, circling back to the dilemma, I think if it doesn't sit well with you, it doesn't sit well with you, and that's your own view on it, and that's fine. And you know, if you don't want to tell him it's because of the 50-50, maybe just say that you can't afford it and like maybe it just wasn't work time frames for you or whatever, you know, and see what happens. Or speak to him about it if you want.
Speak to him about it. And if it doesn't sit well with you, if you're like, well, look, I might not want to do 50-50, like, there's no shame in that.
Yeah, there is no shame. I agree. Maybe just tell him, just be honest, because lying, you always get caught when you lie. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know how it goes.
Because if you're going to say yes to this now, you will split all of the future trips, hands down.
Yeah. And I think that's the principle, like, for you. If you don't want to do that, then don't do it once, because like Lulu said, you will literally get... That will continue. It'll be a repeated theme.
This will be the rest of your relationship. And if you're not that kind of girl, no shame.
Yeah. Don't settle for less than what you want.
Okay? There are plenty of non 50-50 guys out there.
Yeah. I agree. So let us know how it goes.
I'm sure
it'll be fine, as always. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
It was really fun. I had a good laugh, actually.
Yeah. We had a good laugh.
Good giggle.
And I'm sorry we went like so into like the fourth dilemma.
We sort of had like a little diversion.
Diversion.
But that's fine. We thought of an entire new episode out of it.
Yeah.
So that's
great. We got a bit passionate. But we got inspired for new episodes. So yeah.
Yeah, it's good. So if you guys have any dilemmas, please keep sending them into us on Instagram, on our DMs.
Yes.
We've got like a whole book of them now. It's great. It's really good for us as well, because it means we can like easily select some. So
exactly.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok as well, please. And we will see you guys next time. I hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.